Hey, it's the Riff Squad. I was listening, but Riff City?
Yeah.
Well, the track is called Riff Squad. We got a leftover track from a failed podcast.
From a podcast that never came out.
I had a podcast called The Riff Board, and you were going to have a podcast called Riff City.
Squad.
And Riff Squad, but this one's called Riff City.
Right.
Is everybody confused? I know I am.
This is Riff City. I'm Ram Barnacle. That's Dave Waite. Get it, Daddy!
You know, we should have done some due diligence before we launched this thing. I was looking on iTunes and I realized there's another podcast called Riff City. But there is? It looks like they only made it like 3 episodes. They couldn't hack it, I guess, or they made it 3 episodes.
We're already 10 episodes deep.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if they just launched too. I didn't see the date on it. I need to go back and look at the date and see what the other rival Riff City. You know, there was more than one Dr. Dre, and nobody seemed to have a problem with that.
There's more than one Paris, dude. There's one in Kentucky, brother.
Yeah, we're like the Paris, Kentucky of podcast.
No, we're like the Paris, France of podcast. The other Riff City is the Paris, Kentucky.
Gotcha. I've had enough of that. I had enough of that. I want a little bit more of this.
Riff!
Yeah.
Riff!
What up with you?
Dude.
What if I just started the podcast like that?
I had
like
a hell of a day.
Oh, you had a day, huh?
Yeah, me and Maz Dog had a day. Me and old Anna Mazza. We hung. We saw what there was to see. She had to. She needed to get a bra, and she made me go to Victoria's Secret with her. And dude, I'll tell you what, it's not as scary as everybody acted in high school. You know, it's just a store.
It's just a store. Ladies have boobs. Their boobs sweat sometimes.
Yeah, their boobs sweat sometimes. Some ladies sweatier boobs than other. But I'll tell you what. Remember back in the day when like
for dudes, the Victoria's Secret seems sexy, but for ladies, it's like a chore.
Right. Yeah. No. That's the vibe I got. There's ladies in there just angrily looking at panties, like, all right, I guess I'll get these. You know what I mean? But and like
these ladies, they're lugging around their bazongas. They don't know. They got some luggage on the front of their chest, and they're just like trying to find something to hold these things.
Hold these bad boys down. And I'll tell you what, when I walked in there, you remember in high school, man, you'd walk past the Victoria's Secret and there's like pictures of ladies and stuff. And you're like, whoa, that's the sex store. You know what I mean?
Boners.
Yeah.
Boobies.
You walk past there and you're like, there's ladies in there there's naked women in there, you know? And one of your buddies would like shove you towards the entrance.
Very scary stuff.
Yeah, and you'd be like, no, don't. I don't want to become a lady. You know, whatever. They'd like shove you towards it. But this is my first time in one. I got to tell you, not scary at all. Normal store. Smells weird. A lot of smells.
Yeah, and you're just in there like, yeah, this one needs a rise. She needs a boulder shoulder holder.
Yeah, this one here, her bra ain't fitting right. She snapped the band on it. I don't know what all the parts are called, but yeah.
She thinks she's got a D, but I'm pretty sure it's an E. Just eyeballing it here.
Anybody?
You know, a lot of women don't know their bra size.
Dude, that is what's crazy is like when we walked up to the thing, because of COVID, there's like a lady out front. She's like, are you here for a measurement? And Maz Dog's like, no, I'm good. And it was just weird. Like, I guess they take you back there. You would figure there'd be – I'm pretty sure they probably just do it with a tape measure. But you would figure by now they would just have something you honk your boob in and it digitizes, you know?
Yeah, right? we're getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
You think there'd just be like some sort of computer scanner that scans the titty?
Yes, right? Like there would be like C-cup. Yeah. Yeah.
Titty. I feel like we lost any female fans we've had.
No, wait. No, wait, dude. I think I just came up with an invention that someone will take and run with. I'm talking about getting like a mannequin, right? But you cut the back off the mannequin, and then there's sensors in there. And then a lady walks up, and she sticks her boobs in there. And then there's other little, like maybe like some sort of neoprene fingers that grabs the boob, and that does the measurement. And then the lady knows the perfect bra size, dude.
So it's like a fun mammogram.
Call me Elon Bust, dude, because I figured it out, brother. I'm about to do the fucking Tesla of titty size.
Oh,
and that horn means good invention.
That's the noise that, like, that, you know, if Goofy saw a nice set of tits in a cartoon, he'd be like, his eyes would pop out.
Awooga! Yeah.
That tongue be dropping.
Yeah. What is the origin of the word boobs anyways?
I don't know, dog.
Yeah. I figure that would actually be a fact you would know.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, this is a new segment on Rift City. It's called Hit Me. All right. I just want you to hit me with the good stuff.
You want me to hit you with the good stuff?
Well, there's nobody else here.
Okay. There's not? All right, here we go. I'll tell you what. I thought that was the good stuff, with the boob machine. Yeah, you don't like you talking about it.
I mean, I got some cowbell on this motherfucker.
Damn, this shit goes, dude.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to have some instrumental, because people are going to be out Rift City. They hear this. They're like, oh, I better pick up the pace. I better start running. Yeah. I better get my jog back on.
I don't even want to hail a cab. I just want to jog to my destination.
They're pulling their dog along. He's like, you got that slow dog.
Yeah.
But they don't realize you're getting funky in Rift City.
Oh, this shit is funky as hell, dude.
You're on the subway right now. Somebody's over there looking at a book. You're fucking getting down in your head.
Yeah, then a bunch of like teens come on the subway and they just start fucking dancing and shit. And you're like, oh shit.
You're like, showtime. It's showtime in Rift City.
Yeah, Rift City is showtime, baby. This should be the theme song. Holy shit.
People would be amped. They'd be like, what is this podcast about?
that cowbell goes.
They would never play anything this funky on NPR. It would break all the white people.
I know. They'd be like, 300 injured today in the Sudan when a bridge collapsed over this music.
People would be just crashing their Priuses in ravines.
Yeah.
They'd be putting that NPR tote bag over their head, hiding from the funk.
Yeah, dude.
They'd be like, this is too funky for me. Yeah.
Can you imagine NPR to this fucking...
Just Irish.
The monsoon season is upon us in Rwanda. Many left without their homes. Hold on.
And make sure you give to our pledge drive.
National Public Radio is brought to you by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
And that sweet, sweet cowbell.
Yeah. Let's hear it one more time.
Oh, damn. Oh. I thought it was
dropping. Damn, I thought it was dropping, yeah.
I thought it was, like, rapping. They hit us. Oh, shit, there it is.
Yeah.
This is what, when they talked about more cowbell, this is what they were talking about. This is a lot of cowbell.
40 mountain climbers died on Everest today. The Nepalese people have never seen such a tragedy. A lot of people in the... Oh!
Man, that was fucking... That was a real epic riff. That's like... That's what you need to pull out and put on podcast previews. Yeah. People will be like, what the fuck is this?
Fuck? Yeah, dude.
They'll be like hitting the like and subscribe button and dropping that 5-star.
They'll be like, man, they didn't even need to say shit, dude. by the way, if you listen to this podcast, leave us a review. We're trying to get to 100 reviews by the 20th episode.
By the end of the fiscal quarter,
brah. That's right. Fiscal quarter.
We got a big meeting at the Rift Board headquarters, which is the parent company of Rift City. It's all under the umbrella. The Rift Squad is part of the Rift City cinematic universe.
Board of Trustees.
Because it's ultra funky in Rift City.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it. I love when I go to hit the button and it doesn't play. I uploaded it.
That's what I love. I love when you... I know it's coming. I feel like we've done enough of these. I know it's about to get hit. Oh! Yeah. Here we go. I got a song. Hit the like. And subscribe. Five-star review for the pod. Whoa, 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 whoa. Rift City, bitch. Rift City, bitch. Rift City, Rift City, bitch. City, bitch.
Man. I was a real big fan until they started saying bitch.
Yeah, I hate when those guys started saying bitch. Yeah.
That was when it took a real dark turn.
Yeah, well, I think about that song, Rack City, bitch. Remember that song?
Rack City?
Do you remember this song?
Oh, oh. Shit. Yeah, I feel like I'm going out of Kmart and get myself some. Is there any Kmart left?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh, yeah, there's one in Kentucky.
I think there's one out here in Burbank.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Hey, this is
swing by some Kmart.
This is like a song after you leave, like a lady's house for the first time staying the night. You're like,
This is like if on Seinfeld it would have been on like HBO. This would have been what they played every after Gary got that sweet boom back.
Yeah.
What's the deal with this dick?
I had sex.
I like how the podcast is just devolved into like playing music and then
This sounds like some shit you would like, man. You want to dance in the mud to some Divas. Just put your fucking Divas on, suck a balloon, dance in the fucking mud.
Suck that nitrous down, bro.
Yeah. Take a big old gulp.
Ice cold balloons, 3 for $20. Yeah, 3 for $20, bro.
Ooh, I'm going to fish out tonight.
I'm on a The funny thing is when you do those balloons, you always talk like you're like, hey, man. And everybody thinks you're putting it on. Everybody thinks you're putting it on. No, I didn't want more funky, ultra funk face. I know. It just came for me, the ultra funk, and I wasn't ready for more of it.
It hits, man. Yeah, it does. Is like, Yeah, people think you're putting on that voice. I've seen a ton of people do whippets. I myself have never indulged, but I'll tell you what, they do really do that voice, and it's wild.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, dude? And it's like, wah, 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 wah. I don't know nothing about nothing, dude. I'm just a boy. Hey!
Now, are you afraid of whippets? Why haven't you done any whippets?
I just was never I've never been a drug guy my whole life.
But you're smoking some weed. You're smoking reefer.
Yeah, it's weed. I've never done fucking coke. I've never done anything else.
You never done any mushrooms?
I had a couple magic mushrooms when I was 19. They were in like some iced tea, and I didn't know they were in there. And I drank the special tea, and I saw one of those Jawas from Star Wars next to a mailbox, and that was about it.
Yeah, dude, you got to get back in there. You got to find your... Come on, man. Can't be such a square.
I guess I am a little bit of a square, but I'm 37, man. I can't start fucking with brain drugs, you know what I mean?
I mean, you know, people take mushrooms of all ages, you know?
Yeah, maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll try them a little later.
I mean, I would recommend them more for adult people, you know? When you're young, you might freak out, but when you're old, you know, you could be like, dog, I took drugs. You know what I mean?
yeah, but I'm very, though I have a really good immune system, my family history, great immune system on the barnacles, but I'll tell you what, very sensitive to drugs, dude. Yeah. Very sensitive. Yeah.
I say you just get in there, eat a handful of mushrooms, you freak out for a little bit. Boy, we'll have some real epic rips. We'll fucking, it'll up the riff game if you just go out in the woods one weekend and fucking lose yourself. You'll come back in here, you'll be talking some madness. I would love it.
I don't want to turn into like a dude that talks about fucking space and how crystals changed them and tree bark talking and fucking hammocks, dude. I don't want to turn into one of those guys, man.
All right, man. Be that way.
Yeah, dude, I'm not being anyway, dude. We're just two guys that look like professional garbage men. I'm Zach.
Man, is that what he says?
No. He says hit me. Yeah.
But in Back and Back, he says hit me in the
south. No, I don't know why I said that. It's Riff City, Daddy.
That'd be a real great, like one of the biggest stadium anthems of all time. And I the whole time I didn't realize he's like, hit me in the sack. Like, that's how he needs to get amped up. Just give me a ball tap. That's what it means to be Back and Black. Just tap my balls. You ever get tapped in the balls and then you're like, I got to take a shit. I mean, what is that
about? Oh, yeah. What is that about? You get hit in the balls and you immediately got to poop. You know what? I got the Back in Black lyrics here, and it's very close. The lyrics are, Back in Black, I hit the sack.
I hit the sack. So I've wore some black. I've wore black clothing, but now it's time to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Back in black, I hit the sack, and then it says, "I've been too long. I'm glad to be back." I mean, what the hell are these fucking weirdos talking about?
Well, they're Australians, but they're from Scotland, so they. There's probably a lot of slang. Maybe the sack is they've partnered up with a woman for the night.
I think they're legitimately talking about wearing black clothing and going to bed, just based on the lyrics. Their pajamas are black, basically.
So everybody, they're at the ball game. They're fucking, the batter's coming up. And then all of a sudden they hit Back in Black.
People are like, yeah, this song's about bed.
I mean, I am excited about going to bed. It is pretty tight. See, I live near the harbor, so I hear a lot of that.
Dude, as two guys from the Midwest, we do have real nautical vibes about both of us.
Yeah, man, you gotta get out of here.
I mean, I am forklift certified, but you look like a dude that like taught me how to run a bobcat. You know what I mean?
Are you really forklift certified?
Yeah, Daddy. Come on, brother.
I had a job where they were going to teach me how to drive the forklift, and then
should have learned.
They told me all the ways the forklift could kill me, and then I was like, "Yeah, I'm not going to do that, bro."
Dude, it rules. I could see you on a forklift, man.
I mean, they were like, because it was like the forklift was picking up like three stories high. It was picking up these huge pallets of paper, like these big paper rolls. Yeah, and they're like, if you turn and it falls off, you're supposed to stay in the forklift because the cage will protect you. If you jump out, the thing will hit it and then it'll kill you.
Yeah.
And I was like, bruh, I'm never going to remember that. I'm going to fucking die. I went to college. I can't be dying in a forklift death.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know a guy that never went to college, and you could put a quarter flat on the ground. He could drive the forklift up and clip the tip of the quarter and flip it onto the forks.
I mean, I get it. I mean, people are like forklift wizards, but I never aspired to do that. I didn't see the point in learning. I quickly realized I needed to get out of that job, and the forklift really inspired me. But you're right. We do have a real – we need to be on a yacht. We need to get a schooner. We got to be down in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh! Smoking a J on the back of a boat.
We got ripping a
cool
got out of town seltzer. On a boat.
Toes in the water.
Toes in the water.
I
can turn the volume down on these. I just realized that.
All right, that's hell yeah.
But yeah, you know what I mean? Bud Light Seltz. Everybody's in the seltzer game. I saw Topo Chico's got a hard seltzer.
Oh, really? Now I'm in.
I saw Agave hard seltzer. I guess it's like, now they got like these mixed drinks that I've got vodka and like pineapple juice.
Ooh.
Like, years, there was just no innovation in the drink game. And then all of a sudden, Natural Light's like, get our strawberry seltzer.
Yeah.
I mean, who's buying them PBR?
Golly! This shit fucking slaps, dude. I want to wear a button-up shirt with no shirt on underneath it, with just wind on me. This song,
Tommy Bahama. Yeah, I bet if you went to Tommy Bahama store and they just weren't asking this,
what's that? I'd be like, take my fucking money, Tommy.
Take it, Tommy. And you know what we that beat up. See that flip down. What if we put the funky drums behind this?
Yeah.
Let me see the Southern Cross for the first time.
Yeah.
You understand now why you came this way.
I think we've lost our minds.
But you're wrong.
All right, man. Well, I wonder if you make it through an episode of this. God bless you.
You're a fucking fan, dude. I love that.
You're a fan. You're like, boy, if they can make it weirder, I'm in. You know what I wanted in a podcast? I want it to be weird as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I want, dude. I think this shit rules. Literally know nothing about your hosts. Learn nothing and just hear two dudes screaming over sound effects. That's the best podcast, man. It really is.
I mean, it's better than most podcasts. Let's be honest.
It really is. I mean, it really is. I mean, people at least listen to this and maybe not laugh out loud, but they will enjoy it the entire time. It is very enjoyable. It's annoying at times, but it's enjoyable, man. Oh, yeah. Shit. And you know what that means? It's time for
word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth. Well, word of mouth. Word of
I just like, I just like the idea of like people having nightmares to the Night Court song.
Yeah,
if they play that Night Court song one more time, I'm fucking, I'm never listening to Riff City again. I'm packing my bags and I'm going to Straitsville.
Yeah,
I'm going to Circleville.
I'm going to whatever tongue talk podcast you were fucking listening to.
They're not getting another dime out of me, Riff City. I'm out of here.
I bought all five shirts.
I bought all five shirts, and this is what they do to me? This is what they do to me? This is what they do to me?
Hit it! God, dude, I'm making that my ringtone, man. I fucking, that shit slaps, dude.
You just be at a bus station, all of a sudden that comes on, and just some dude goes, is that Night Court?
I mean, dude, they talk a lot of shit about Cheers having a great theme song, Steinfeld. They talk about they talk about that's what a guy in my old job used to call it, Steinfeld, Jeremy Steinfeld. And, dude, I'll tell you what, they talk a lot of shit about theme songs, but Night Court goes the fucking hardest.
It goes the disc, bro. It goes. I mean, I got to go through some more theme songs and see what else fucking dude, rips.
What about the People's Court theme song? That one fucking goes, dude.
I mean, I think there's that show Barney Miller. I never watched it, but I know the theme song's got like a real epic bass and shit like that.
Yeah, all right. In the Heat of the Night, that one goes.
Why don't you tell me your word of mouth and I'll see if I can find the Barney Miller theme song.
Okay, my word of mouth this week is there's this
walking outside. I like taking walks.
Shut up! Gluten-free popsicles. No, my word of mouth this week is I've been watching this show. If you have Amazon Prime, dude, you got to get into this show. I'm only two episodes in, but I found out the budget for it for only eight episodes for the first season is $189 million. I mean, they spent the fucking bank on this thing, daddy. And it's called 000. It's shot in Italy, in Monterey, Mexico. Gabriel Byrne's in it. It's about the cocaine trade, but from Italy to Mexico. It's about the buyers, the sellers, and the producers. And I'm not a big cocaine show guy, but I'm telling you, this show fucking blows Narcos, all of those shows out of the water. Some of it's subtitled, but it's made for American TV. Dude, it's fucking awesome. 000. I'm two in and I'm hooked.
I've seen it pop up a couple of times. I never pulled the trigger, but you're saying I should give it a go.
Man, give it a go. It'll suck you in at the very beginning, and hopefully it'll suck you off. that's right. Dude, wow. I know. That made me laugh, dude. I'm okay with it. It'll suck you in, and hopefully it'll suck you off. It's 000 on Amazon Prime.
Oh, man, all right.
Yeah. Well,
my word of mouth is your local park. I mean, you got to get out to a park sometimes.
What? And go. You make fun of me. You make fun of me for walking outside and telling people to get bikes. And yours this week, you're recommending great books and all. And then you go, your local park. I mean, dude.
I mean, I think a lot of people are sleeping on some great local parks. You know, there's the All Trails app. You know, how about that? Download the All Trails app.
Because I didn't know about the All Trails app. I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah, the All Trails app, it puts all the trails on your phone. And
all right.
It tells you if they're easy, moderate, hard. They show where they're at. They show, you know. That's how when we were going hiking last summer, that's how we were finding those hikes, bro.
What, like when me and you went to California Woods and walked up the steps? Yeah. Dude, okay. I'm downloading it right now. And it looks like I already had it, but I'm downloading it from the cloud right now.
All Trails, yeah. And
you All can Trails, record your man. Hikes.
Yeah, so there we go. This is Barney Miller, the theme song.
Oh, shit. Welcome to the swamps.
I think Barney Miller, he was like a cop or something. He's a cop. Let's see. Yeah, that's coming in hard with that guitar. never had seen the TV show Marty Moon, and I've never watched the episode. I just knew
me either.
I know it's a show about cops, but I think if you were just based on the theme song, it would imply that like Barney Miller fucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is a show about a cop that fucks.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is not a drama.
It's not a drama. It's a cop. He's going to cop bars and he's picking up ladies. They're like a man in a uniform. And he's slanging that cop in.
Dude, somebody is shredding the horns right now. Just ripping the horns on that song. Somebody also was shredding the fucking guitar, too. Damn, Barney Miller went.
It went for it. Well, it's been another exciting episode of the Riff City. I think that there should be a link to t-shirts somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe in the podcast description. If it's not there yet, it's coming soon. You can go to my website, DaveWaitComedy.com. Go there. Maybe there's a link there. We're just really trying to make it a scavenger hunt. That's what people like. They like to be inconvenienced and not be able to find things easily.
Yeah, they like to support something that they have to be frustrated at.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in with us.